So this is a story I know I can tell because at the time it happened, I told it several times because it was very therapeutic. So it's been 18 years ago. My mother died. You're laughing, and then I tell you my mother died. So part of how this, I convinced myself this story fits in with the theme. Part of it is that my mother had a lot of friends. My mother invited to my sister's wedding both grandmothers of my sister's maid of honor and a woman whose bumper she hit in this giant parking lot. But seriously, my mother had a lot of friends. She had like 500 people at her funeral, and I was in that. We were sitting shiva. I'm Jewish, so obviously, because that's why we're sitting shiva. And we were in the house, and so we're in the house, and it's really crowded. I have this. This isn't really the main story, but I just have this memory of my mother had this friend who was actually Catholic, who was like, she was like 4 feet tall, and they each had got sweatshirts from each other's schools. So my mother got a St. Francis sweatshirt that she'd wear with a Jewish star, and her friend would have a Brandeis sweatshirt that she'd wear with a cross. And this like 4 foot tall woman was like, when people were coming in, trying to come in to the house during the service, and there were just a lot of people, she was like, just like directing traffic, this little tiny person. One of the afternoons, I was just sitting there, and the phone rang, and I pick up the phone, and it's this guy from our synagogue, and I decided that since this is being taped, I'm not going to use his real name, so I'm just going to call him Dr. Schmendrick. no, really. It's similar to his name, but it's not his real name. But he was like this guy. He had been a member of our synagogue. Everyone knew him. He always read the Giving Tree at the synagogue for the story sermon. And the Giving Tree is, I mean, it's such a god-awful, depressing book. But anyway, he calls and he says, "So, you know, what happened? Your Aunt Dottie tells me that your mother died. What happened?" And so there's a lot of people, and I can't really hear myself speak. So I go up to my old childhood room. And so I go in there with the phone, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, "Well, you know, my mother had a lot of health problems, and, you know, she had diabetes." And he's like, "Uh-huh." And I was like, and so I said, "You know, and then she developed some other things. She got diagnosed with hepatitis C." And he goes, "Oh, well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, I'm divorced now." And I felt like my mother wouldn't like this, but I thought to myself, I'm not surprised. But anyway, I thought, okay, but I didn't say that out loud. You know, I was being very polite and trying to be like maybe what I thought my mother would be. And so he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I met this woman and she was really great, but then she told me she had hepatitis C. So I told her we'd be friends." I was like, "Okay." So she had that, and she was on interferon, and then she started developing kidney problems, and she was diagnosed with this thing called glomerulonephritis. And he said, "Oh, well, that is fascinating, because I..." And then I said, "Dr. Schmendrick, I really don't feel like hearing just about how fascinating my mother's illness was." And I'm saying this, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was so mean to him. I mean, part of me was saying that. Part of me was like, "Yeah, you kicked ass." But not in those words, because I don't think I used those words then. Somebody was looking for me, a very good friend of the family, she was like my mother. She was like the best friend of my mother. And so she was really like an aunt. They had been the first, she and her husband were the first couple that my mother and her and my parents were friends with, and their lives paralleled. They both had a disabled son, and they were very much like relatives. And she just happened to kind of have been looking for me, and she found me kind of just as I was saying that. And so I got off the. I said, "You know, I don't want to hear how fascinating my mother's illness was." And he said, "Oh, okay, I understand. Let me talk to your aunt." Anyway, so I was like, and then for some reason I decided I'd go find her. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't just hang up. But anyway, so I said this, and I look at her, and I'm like, you know, and she says, she just looks at me. She lives in Long Island. She says, "Your mother would be proud."